My name is Sherman Fleming, and the piece that's in the show is entitled Pretending to Be Rock. It premiered in 1993 in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I have done the piece maybe five times between 93 and 2002. The video portrays the performance I did in 97 at DCAC, which was an art space in Washington, D.C. The piece is a largely static piece. It comprises myself as the lead performer on my hands and knees. I'm wearing a thong. That's my only clothing. And hot wax from an array of candles, which is suspended above me, is raining down on my body. And I am on my hands and knees opposite a woman who was suspended from the ceiling over a pool of water from which water is trickling over her body. The piece was intended to go on for as long as possible, but at a minimum of 2 hours. The piece was actually inspired by a photograph that I came across in an old National Geographic magazine, and I think it wasn't even that. I think there was an offshoot magazine called Geo, which was a large format photography magazine. And I came across a group of pictures, a group of Aboriginal peoples who were living in this outback, and the group was slowly dying out. And with the group that was dying out, their language, customs, and culture was also dying. One striking photograph was two men who were kneeling on a concentric circles made of blood and eagle down. They were kneeling facing each other, and they were also covered in eagle down, and they had the entrails of an animal affixed to their forehead. They also had sticks shoved up into their urethra, and they were supposed to move imperceptibly around the circle. I wanted to see how I could evoke this sense of time passing and also coming up with oppositional binary elements. So the piece's elements are fire and water, light and sound, heat and wet, kneeling and suspended, male and female. How could I, as a Westerner, come close to approximating the sensation of heat, intensity, and focus involved in that piece? As the wax would drip on my body, it would first be hot and clear, but then as it cooled, it would turn blue. So if you took your eyes away for a second and went back to my body, you would see this new form sort of appearing on my back. Audience members have told me that they didn't know what was happening, and so they would just be transfixed watching the wax and watching Josephine back and forth to see the changes, even though it was clear that we weren't moving. So in a sense, that evoked what I wanted to evoke from the photograph that I saw, that there were imperceptible changes that were happening. Being in that static position made the viewer aware of other things that were happening in whatever space I was performing. When the wax hits my body, I have to really ignore the pain. It takes a while for the wax to build up. And in fact, the reason why I stopped doing the piece is because I had developed these scars on my back. The sensation of the wax takes an amazing amount of concentration to push to the margin. All of the endurance pieces are about how certain external actions traumatize the black body and how the black body exists in spite of that trauma. I started to develop that idea when I was in grad school, and I went to grad school in New England. There's an iconic photograph of a white man holding a flagstaff in his hand with an American flag attached to it, charging a black man in a business suit. That happened in April 1976, and there was intense racial demonstrations and protests going on in Boston. When I saw that, that just really frightened the hell out of me, because here I was in New England. I was under the impression that, you know, this type of racism only happens in the South. It doesn't happen up in New England. That's when I realized or began to forge this persona called Rod Force, which was to refute the machination of the dominant culture that seek to imprison and prohibit the movement of the black body, particularly the black male body. I wanted to forge a character that would always resist that type of prohibition. And that's how Rod Force was born. It's a phallic persona. And I felt that it was about having the will to resist all of the things that would cause one to just sort of stop. But at the same time, because the pieces ultimately have to end, I also wanted to equate entropy. By equating that ending, I wanted to inject an element of humanity. So it's not just the almighty phallus. The phallus is connected to a human being that ultimately has to stop and rest in order to get up and do it again. So I get up from the wax and peel the wax off of me and walk off stage.